Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of Compañía de Saneamiento Paraná, SANEPAR. We're going to give out the results for the second quarter of 2018. This presentation may contain future considerations regarding business perspectives, operational and financial result estimates, and growth perspectives for SANEPAR. These are merely forecasts, and as such, are based exclusively on SANEPAR's administration's expectations regarding the future of the business and its ongoing access to capital to fund the company's business plan. Considerations about the future do not ensure performance. Such considerations depend mostly on market condition changes, government rules, the segment's performance, and the Brazilian economy, among other factors, besides the risks shown in the disclosure documents filed by SANEPAR, and therefore may change without previous notice. All the participants are just listening to the presentation. After the presentation, we will begin the Q&A for 30 minutes. Now, the finance director will talk to you, Mr. Paulo Rogério. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your participation. We have the operational director here, Paulo Davi, Jacques, finance manager, regulation manager, Neura, investor relations, Sanibal, and from accounting, Osiris. Now let's move on to the presentation of the results of the second quarter of and accumulated of the 6 months of 2018. We begin with the highlights of this quarter. We had the signing of program agreements with Curitiba, Colombo, and Piraquara. That was progress for the company to renew these contracts. Curitiba's 50% of our revenue, Colombo, which has been an agreement that has been ongoing for years, we were able to renew it again. And Piraquara is part of the metropolitan region of Curitiba, and it makes up for 20% of our profit. We had an increase in net revenue, 12.2% in the second quarter. In the 6 months accumulated, 10%. Increase of net profit, second quarter 2018, 28.8%. 6 months accumulated, 23.4%. We had an increase in the EBITDA margin compared to last year's second quarter, 35.3%, went to 39.2%. And in the accumulated in 2017, 35.4% to 40.1%. We also raised 250 million through the 8th issue of debentures. And yesterday, before we gave the presentation to the board of directors, we reserved the results, or we reserved notice that the company is one of the winners of the Transparency Trophy of ANEFAC 2018. It's kind of like the Oscars of accounting, where more than 2,000 companies were reviewed. It's an honor for the company to have received such a trophy in 2018. Now let's see the operating results. In measured volume, we had a small variation of 0.4 negative. We already explained it in the beginning of the other quarter. This took place in the beginning of the year due to strong rains and drops in temperature. The volume built this quarter, we're closing the cycle of 1 year, and then some analyses, the trend for the next quarter shows what we've always said in all the presentations. It will be positive again. Total connections, 1.8 in growth. In sewage is pretty much the same. In default, we had 1.5%, just like the last quarter. And 232.3 is in efficiency. In connections, the drop regarding compared to last year was due to a resolution that the company took to change the way the connections were made, to suppress connections of the customers that don't pay their bills. So the impact that we had in the first semester of 2017, and now with this operation in the first semester of 2018, the amount that were suppressed were much more than last year, and that has an impact on the increase of connections. Regarding increase of savings, the drop compared to last year, we had last year in this period the famous housing law. We had vertical growth, which is how we call it. These are connections that are done in buildings of this housing agreement. So there's one connection, and we had approximately 1 million connections, 1,000, and then 992. That's why there was a drop in savings. And in performance, we're covering everything in the company. We have a net debt. Of 1.51, and now we have reached a rate of coverage of 6.79, and then net banking debt 1.58, coverage of service rate 2.26, onerous debt by EBITDA we have 0.64. In the indicators we have the EBITDA margin, now we have 40.1%. Indebtedness level 49.3, return over invested capital 12.3, and return on equity 14.8 compared to last year. In terms of net profit or net revenue, we had a variation of 10% positive in EBITDA and EBITDA margin. It went to 40.1%, like I mentioned before, and the total EBITDA, there was a variation of 24.6% in net profit and net margin, 440 million, variation of 23.4%, and net margin went from 19.4 to 21.8, and cost and operational and expenditure, we had a variation of 2%. If we look and analyze the period of 2016 to 2017, we had a variation of 13.4%, so that shows all the work that we're carrying out, just hard work, and we're trying to look for more efficiency and to reduce the costs of the company. Net debt is less than 3, covenant less than 3, and then we have the weighted average cost of debt, 9.3%. And CapEx, we had a variation of 41.3%, which was positive. Last year, during this period, we were in 316 million in investment, and in this period, we have 446 million. In expenditure, comparing quarter by quarter, there was a variation of 12.2%, personnel, negative 3.1%, material, negative 11%, power, 8.5%, outsource, 6.6%, and the rest were all negative. The variation of the expenditure in the quarter was a 4.7% positive compared to the same period of 2017, being that in 2016 to 2017, the variation was at 8.4%. We had a net result of 24.9% compared to the accumulated here in the net profit, we had a variation of 10%. And here we have the impact of the adjustment of the tariffs that we had this year. And we had the deferral as well. And in this, we also calculate the increase of 26,000 connections of water and of sewage that contributed so that we could reach this 10% increase in revenue. In personnel, in the accumulated 2.7 negative, we had the pension plan implemented in January of 2017 and February 2018. There was a reduction of 4.5% of the personnel. Before, we had 7,000 employees in 2017, and this quarter we have 7,054. This year we will not be hiring new employees. We're trying to work within the company and our employees. We had some strategic positions in June of 2018 that represented a cost of 1 million reais. They were strategic consultants that are no longer going to be hired by the company. We had the provision of PPR, and we're provisioning the PPR by quarter. This quarter's provision was 41,230. Then we have the incentive retirement program. We have an adjustment as well and inclusion of new job positions. Registration and billing, 5.35. Inclusion of services of Curitiba, increase. And outsourcing 30% of readings in Londrina. In security services, we adjusted the contracts from 11.1. Now we have more people working in security and more monitoring in some units of the company due to more robberies in some of these units. Real estate, we replaced some vehicles of the company as well. .7% of adjustment increase of service of reconnections, like we just said, and the search for less default in Brazil. 1.5%. We're trying to do this so that we can be more efficient in default. Collection services, this has to do with banks. The impact of this whole period went from 93 cents to 1.35. To services to maintain the networks, 5%. We had an increase of the scope, and we included other areas such as the municipality of Curitiba. We had new contracts of water and sewage, inclusion of 9 new water sewage treatment stations, and we're trying to make the adjustments in these stations so that we can meet the legislations. We had also a monetary variation and lease. And in other costs and expenditures, amortizations and depreciations, we had an increase of assets, intangible assets, that are finished construction sites of 640 million reais. In non-recurring items, if we compare the second quarter in 2017 and second quarter of 2018, we had a net profit of 196 million in 2017 and 440 million in 2018. What the impact there was the tax effects, civil initiatives, regulatory fees, and the regulatory fees completing 1 year of the cycle, IBAMA agreement of 18 million that we presented last quarter, the monetary variation that we also presented, and we would reach a net profit of 498 million. With these recurrent items, it's 440 million and 40.1 margin. In equity, we had our debentures, 250 million. In terms of cash flow, we had the operational cost, 18 million. In the beginning of the period, we had 553 million, and we finished the period with 342 million approx. These numbers are the ones presented to you referring the second quarter of 2018 and accumulated of 6 months of 2018. Now we're open to questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin the Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please dial *9 or *9. Our first question comes from Mr. Ivan Kaiser from Garin Investments. Good morning. First, I'd like to congratulate you for the excellent work that you've been carrying out. The company is doing quite well. My question, I think, is what everyone wants to know. What is the company going to do to protect a fiscal populism? We've seen some candidates saying that they're going to control tariffs, and I'd like to know what you're going to do. Good morning, Ivan. Yes, we are paying attention to this, and what we did is that we changed last year with the unities. We froze the bylaws, so once the regulatory agency goes over the rate to be applied to the company is obliged to include that into the tariff. If by any chance this demand comes to not apply the rate, we're going to have an assembly with the minority shareholders to talk about the topic. So the majority shareholders, the government does not participate in that assembly. That's what we included in the company bylaws. Thank you very much for your reply. You're welcome. In order to ask a question or make a comment, please dial *9. In order to ask a question or make a comment, dial star 9 or asterisk 9. Our next question comes from Miss Gabriella from Newfront. Hi, I have a question. Do you have anything new about Jaipar and what they were going to explain about their results and how much is owned between the required revenue and verified revenue? Do you have any update about that? Hi, Gabriella. Good morning. We've asked Jaipar from back in the day to send us that information. We want all those figures. We had a meeting recently at the beginning of the month with them, and we also asked for the information again, and what they told us is that they're finishing the public notice. Some members changed, so they're reviewing the public notice and adjusting it so that they can send it out. So that's the last information that we have. The company is asking Jaipar for this every week, and we're showing them how important it is to have this regulated. Thank you. To ask a question or make a comment, please dial asterisk 9 or star 9. In order to ask a question or make a comment, please dial star 9 or asterisk 9. In order to ask a question or make a comment, please dial asterisk 9 or star 9. Dial star 9 or asterisk 9 to make a comment or ask a question. Our next question is from Gabriella from New Foundry. Regarding the buyback that began being seen as a possible alternative, I'd like to know if that agenda is ongoing. What did the board say? Are there any conclusions or any perspectives to discuss this further? Gabriella, could you please repeat the question? Yes. I'd like to know how the buyback is going, the possible buyback of shares. You were starting to talk about this, and I'd like to know what the board said and if there are any updates. That is still being discussed in the company. It's quite recent, so we're talking about it within the company before we take this matter to the board. We talked to some of the board members, and the company understands that this is an election year, so it's complicated to discuss this buyback of the shares, but we are studying this possibility. We do know that there are some positive aspects to this, to repurchase the shares. But, however, this year, we will not move forward with the buyback of shares because it's a year that we have elections. Next year, we can discuss this and work on it, come up with a plan, because there are many positive aspects. And why do the elections matter? Because the government won't allow for the buyback of shares. I'd like to understand why we can't discuss this during election year. Well, there were many periods where the company or the government sold some shares, and it reached the limit of 60%. And I say election period because we have many agencies involved in the process. We have the public ministries, and we have to be careful during the election period. The first question that they would ask is why the government wants to buy back shares, being that it sold X amount of shares in this period. It's just an example, so we do have to be careful throughout this period that I mentioned. It's because of everyone who's involved in the process, and not because they wouldn't allow it. Okay, but the government sold the shares, but then the company would have to use their own resources. It wouldn't be the government again, right? That would be buying back the shares. Yeah, we just carried out an operation of $250 million in debentures. We re-signed the agreement, or we renewed the agreement with Curitiba. We'd have to go to the market to find resources in order to buy back the shares. So it has to be analyzed carefully. And the election period does have certain circumstances that makes us think it's better to wait till next year. But we do think that it's a good path with several positive aspects. I think that with the evolution and the progress of the company, in that sense, we will be discussing this quite soon. Thank you. Questions or comments, please dial *9. For questions or comments, please dial *9. For questions or comments, please dial *9. For questions or comments, dial *9. For questions or comments, please 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 dial *9. The Q&A session is now over. Now, Mr. Paulo will give his final considerations. I would like to thank everyone's participation in the conference call of Sanepar, and I would like to invite you to participate in the APIMEC event in Sao Paulo, where we will be presenting the results of the company as part of the CVM regulations. Thank you, and good day to all. The conference call is now closed. Thank you for your participation. Have an excellent day.